we're going to go over container gardening. Now, many people may not be may not have the ground to grow in, or it's they're choosing to not, you know, build a raised bed. They want something small, or they're in a situation where they can't do a large garden. Well, container gardening certainly is a very viable option.
This definitely is, and it's something that you and I did when we were apartment living for a few years. And
yes.
It was fun, and this is something we still do now.
Well, I don't know if it was fun. It was something to figure out what to do and what not to do, something to do for a little bit.
I thought it was fun.
Well, I mean, yes, but it wasn't. It wasn't something that we were bringing buckets full of harvest in order to process.
No.
You can do that in containers.
Yeah, certainly. You certainly can, and people get really creative with their container growing processes.
Whether this being straw bale, mm-hmm. a bucket with holes in it, a root maker grow bag.
Or even something like that rain gutter.
Rain gutter, yeah.
Yeah.
Any type of system. Now, there's some things that we're going to go over to maybe help you out that in the container gardening project that maybe you're not thinking about or you've overlooked. We're here to help you so you don't make the mistakes. So we've made them for you so you don't have to. And one being, just as you would in the ground, lighting. Where is the light at? And what time of year that light is available?
This is something definitely to consider, especially if you have the option of putting your containers essentially wherever you want. So if you have, maybe you don't want to commit to raised beds in the ground or something like that, and you're like, I'm going to try some containers, see how this goes, and you can move those containers around. You can definitely think about where you want to put the light. Now, if you have a limited...
If the container is mobile, right.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is that you can try, you know, to grow something
right
now, and then next season maybe you want to change that up.
And that also falls into the next category, the size of the container. Now, there's no, obviously, the question is, how big do I need, or how small? The larger the container you can get, the better off you are. Whether you're growing tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, or anything else, the larger the container, the better. Now, Root Maker grow bags, rootmaker.com, they have a new 100-gallon grow bag, 42 inches across and 20 inches high. Now, if you're growing vegetables, you don't need to fill all 20 inches high. You'd fill it probably 12, 15, but it gives you a lot of versatility. And they've got a variety of 100-gallon grow bags and pop-up raised beds. That's rootmaker.com. Use coupon code RADIO22 to save 15% off your order.
One thing I wanted to mention is that if you are new to gardening, or maybe there's crop that you know that's going to be invasive, like mint or even dill, but dill is tricky because it reseeds pretty quickly. But if it's something that maybe you just want to try and hang it from your, you know, the eave of your porch or something, you can definitely do that in a container.
Right.
And if you hang it from the eave of your porch, something like dill isn't necessarily going to reseed all over the place because the seeds might just fall into your porch.
Now, we want to talk about what type of material do you grow in? Potting soil, compost, yes and yes. If you're doing smaller grow bags or containers, buying a couple of bags at your garden center, not a big deal. If you're growing in 60 gallons and 100 gallon grow bags and pop-up raised beds, you want to look at what is available in your area, your local independent garden center, what kind of bulk material, because those things take quite a bit of soil when you start using 4, 5, 6 of them across your backyard.
Right. And that is something that you should definitely consider, is purchasing bulk material to have. You could have it delivered, or you could go pick it up. But it is going to save you money.
And whenever you're thinking, well, I don't have a truck or a trailer, I have gone to the garden center and filled up bags and buckets and put in the back seat and the trunk of the car. It is doable. People don't look at you or laugh because we've all done it. We use what we have. It is doable. You can get about a half a yard of compost in buckets and bags in the back seat and in the trunk of a standard two-door car.
Sedan, yeah. Coupe, whatever it's called, yeah.
Watering, too. We got to talk about watering.
Right,
here.
So whatever your method is to get your medium to grow in, definitely do that. And then watering, you do have to do at times, especially during the peak of the summer, more frequently. So you might have to water in the morning and at night,
or
and sometimes midday.
Or you can set up a irrigation system such as DripWorks, or if you want something that doesn't require pipes, hoses, or anything like that, Tree Diaper works well for containers. We've done it with squash, and it's worked phenomenal. You also want to a warning you need to be aware of when growing in containers is, unlike in the ground or a raised bed, as you water, as it rains, there is nutrients that leach out or follow or attach themselves to water molecules and get flushed out of that container. So you have to feed your soil. Now, you can do that with the Climate Guard fertilizer. You can do it with Simple Grow worm castings. You can just top the bed, you know, give a couple of more scoops of compost to it or potting mix. But that can be why you may be seeing discoloration in your plants, because the nutrients is being leached out or washed out of the container. Many people don't think about that, Holly.
Yeah, definitely. It's something you want to think about is the process of overwatering or underwatering, and it's very important. And we highly recommend irrigation. You might think that's a little bit extra or excessive for container plants, but it's really not. And there's a lot of irrigation options.
Right. And you say it might be a little extra, but here, think of this. You're going to go buy the vegetables or the fruits in which you're trying to grow because they're dead because you forgot to water them. If you buy an irrigation system, DripWorks or Tree Diaper, and they are hydrated, you buy some money up front for those particular devices to keep your plants alive so you can have a continuous harvest all season long. And then next year, you don't have to buy them anymore. Or the year after, they pay for themselves, and your plants aren't dead, and you're not having to go to the grocery store to buy those tomatoes or peppers during the summer months.
Absolutely. So that, well, and you should probably go to the farmer's market anyway. But
yeah, exactly.
But yes, it's an advantage to invest that time, or not, I'm sorry, time, money. Well, I guess it is time.
Everything, yeah.
But everything into irrigation. And
if you've got a hobby and you play golf or you collect cars or you hunt or whatever, you're dumping a lot of money into that. Just like gardening, it's a hobby, or sometimes people consider it being a must in order to supplement or decrease the food bill by growing a lot of what you can. So it's the same thing. It's an investment. It pays itself back. And when you hunt, you know, you get an animal, or you fish, or you collect cars, you flip it for cash, and then you buy another. So it's just like anything
sometimes
else.
People just collect cars to collect cars. But yeah, and that's whatever your hobby is. Gardening is certainly a hobby, and I think it's the number two hobby?
Number one
now, yeah. Okay. Hobby in the United States. So there's plenty of ways to invest. And
but how do we hold the water into the containers? Mulch.
With the container.
Mulch. People may not make people think, oh, I can mulch the raised bed, I can mulch the flower bed, the ground, but they don't think about the mulching of the container. Now, this can be anything from shredded leaves to pine needles, which are not acidic. They are acidic, but by the time they break down to by the time the pine needles break down to a usable compostable form, it's neutralized. So you don't have to worry about the soil being acidic. That's a garden myth for those who may be following that trend. Chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings, shredded paper, even a layer of – we've done this. We've gone and got a we're close to the lake. And you can do this at your own risk. You get some sand, however you acquire the sand, and you put an inch – you have a large container, and you put an inch of sand over top of the soil around the plant. What happens on the beach? The top of the sand is dry, but underneath it's very moist. It's a mulch. Take it for what it's worth.
Now, this is not something that you want to do – and you don't want to put sand in your raised beds because it's going to it's going to mix in, and that would not be good. Container gardens, it's fine because you are going to
– it's a free resource.
It is a free resource. Mm-hmm. And you do want to be mindful of where you're getting your sand from and be respectable to your source. So
some people,
keep that in mind.
You know, it gets dark, and you can do what you want when it gets dark in order to obtain certain things.
Or you have an adventuring wife who knows of – secret
beaches.
Right. So,
with
yes.
that said, what is not a secret is Walton's Incorporated. They provide you with a multitude of different devices, whether you're a butcher, a fisher person, a fisherman, fisher individual.
Fisher person.
Or you are a cook and you want good quality seasoning and tools to use on your barbecue grill or in your kitchen. Walton's Incorporated has all of that taken care of for you.
Yeah, we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from, canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables. We love that. But what about the meat? At Walton's Inc., you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. They have everything from meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. You know, people are even feeding their pets raw food and they need grinders.
People
for
are
that.
Feeding their pets better than they're feeding their children in some instances.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can get those meat grinders to feed your pet their raw diet at Walton's Inc. And if you want, for whatever you're using these wonderful products for, you can use code GROW50. That's GROW50 to save 10% off of orders $50 or more and get free shipping. That's waltonsinc.com or meatgistics.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.